So we saw that the thing that causes us not to have simcha is something called yisoyi ha'ofor. Feeling down, feeling worthless, there's another part of the earth being trampled on. Everybody would have really feel. So if we have to get past that, is the feeling of sameach v'chelko. To realize that's not true. I'm not lacking anything. Hashem gave me everything I need for my life, physical life, and my spiritual life. Hashem wants me to do certain things, so I'm going to do them. But I'm not living in the state of chisorim. A person lives with a mind frame that I'm lacking, I'll never get out of it. I'll always be in the same place. That type of person, you ask him to give stuff, he says, no, I don't have enough money. Then he makes $1 million. No, I don't have enough money. My plan's to make $1 billion. Okay, so he makes $1 billion. I don't have enough money. My plans have changed. I need $5 billion. The same thing. The mind frame is that I'm lacking, under pressure, I need anything I have for my basic sustenance. I don't have what I need. And a person can never be in a state of symptom. That's on the physical side. Even more so on the spiritual side. The person doesn't realize the tremendous, powerful messias he has within himself, in the Shema Kadosh. Every Jew has it. It's the most powerful thing in the world. It outdo anything in the world. See that? People who have history that stood up for the Ramesh and Mizusha. One person was able to make such major differences in the world. And see Abba Shemayim. We all have that. Everybody has that same neshama. Different neshama, whatever you want to call it. Enough neshama to produce an immensely successful life group for ourselves, for our families. So if I assess myself properly, I recognize how much I have, both on the physical realm and both on the spiritual realm, it automatically gives me, uplifts me above the offer. Gives me the feeling that I'm really something special. I'm in the good hands of a global. And I have value. I might say that I have value. The second thing he said was simple shalitza. These are all things that it's a lifetime of work of really looking things in the right fashion, appreciating things, assessing things right, assessing myself properly. It's also in the gate to a family, assessing our children. You know, if a person has an issue with his child, they often mistakenly the parents without paying attention to it, primarily making comments about why you're doing this and why you're doing that, and you have a stage, and we just something really bad, oh, you're a terrible kid. But so basically what the parent is doing is, little by little, convincing the child there's something wrong with him. And instead of trying to focus on the redeeming factor, the good parts of that child, and helping the child, you feel how special he is. Even if the child does something wrong, he's such a special child, your son, daughter, whatever it is, you did such good. It's not fitting for you to do. Sometimes they need a punishment, and if not, you have to get the messages. Every message can be done in a way that it's negative or positive. In the criticism, they want it done in a way that was stressing the positive to help the child understand that his real messias is positive, good. So, together with that, we go through life with unlimited experiences, unlimited situations that are, we can grow from. That's the stepping thing of simcha. A Jewish person, everything in our life is an opportunity for a mitzvah. As long as you're awake, everything you do can be a mitzvah. Unless someone could find something they can't. It's like that. Just taking advantage in the morning, saying good morning to everybody. Go back to him, but in a nice way. It's also a mitzvah. Mitzvah is it. After that, after the drop, what wonderful mitzvahs we have. The joy is, and it's just it's a nice thing. It's a smart thing to do. So that's he's talking now. Shincho v'avad sheni. Then Yochai, like he said, Yochai Vital, number one, he said when we talk about the Sameach v'chelko, appreciating, like I said, it's assessing myself right, assessing what I have right, what I have, what I need. I just have to take advantage of it properly. The second thing is, Simcha v'mitzvahs. Shtei simchas eilu v'yachad magbiris es olim ha'kvedes v'litus. And the person has uplifts of him from heaviness, logish, or in English, of the physical side of himself. Yeah, so he says, Abadat has an easier time to be sameach v'chelko. Because, if you, like I said, if you really assess what I have so much more than the bare minimum I could have had, then it gives a good feeling of Baruch Hashem. I want to be thankful for and I'm happy with what I have. Both in the physical and spiritual realm. It's harder to get a level of simcha. Why? I don't know. What's around them? Simcha person should have the love for Hashem who commanded it. It's a big avoid. Think of the kizar. Just like one request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person has to pay attention to what he's doing. and to have the real symptoms. Tisma the mitzvah atzma me'avosa ha mitzvah bim. But you should love the mitzvah. Be happy with the mitzvah from your love of the one who commanded. Shetapim ma'shehetiv le'chovos. And you should recognize what he did good for you with this. He has a bobach san yosei koyel shalom. Invite him to his house. Basically saying two things over here. Number one is, what creates simchas mitzvah? Number one is, avas ha-mitzvah. Somebody loves somebody else. They really enjoy doing something. He loves his wife very much. And she asks him to do something. He's more than excited to do it. He wants to make her happy. She's only making him happy. He also wants to make her happy. That's the type of relationship. So number one with the mitzvah, even if the mitzvah wouldn't be something so mitzvah for us, by the mere fact that the person is started with Sameach Vakelka, and he pays more attention, all the tremendous gifts Hashem gave him free of charge. He's very sophisticated, two little cameras we have, and the brain we have, the ability to taste and smell, enjoy the food that we have, an amazing system that was set up for us, move around and do, and then, aside from our bodies itself, we have a world we live in, created so beautifully. I don't know if you noticed, that beautiful blue sky.
I just thought,
yeah. Someone was visiting from Manchester. I said, oh, you came to see a blue sky. Yeah, all the same, free of charge in the middle of the winter, most of the time. Yeah, but everything to make up. Everything's pleasant, beautiful, perfectly designed for everything we need. The trees with nice green leaves. Don't have the leaves, whatever it is. We're also doing good things, producing from the oxide, nitrogen fixation, fruits, and all those other things that we need. That is, even paying attention. Because we're living in this beautiful world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Depends on the more we pay attention to that. And like I said, by us 100 times more, a million times more. The Shema Kedosha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, only Klal Yisrael. Hey, the Shema Shema Sa'ad Adri, Jewish Neshama, Yitobi Kvashim, Harineta, eternal good. See how to Shema this world that no other nation has. When you come to that level of Simcha, about life, then it also can give you Simcha to the midst. I'm doing the rough thing. I love that because it's my Abbas Hashem. Number two, he says, is, Shetapi Masha Hated Lakoko. It's not just that somebody loves me, he's asking me to do something which is very complicated, painful, but I'll do anything. I'm a real kid about his wife, she appreciates her and loves her. Even if he had to take a trip far away in the woman, he'd be more excited to do it because he wants to benefit his wife. Even though he doesn't have anything personally out of it, other than the fact that he has a good feeling of doing something for that. By the mitzvahs, we have much more than that. He has the one, the beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is asking to do something, the most beneficial thing for us possibly. What is this mitzvah here? I'm coming home and I have an option now to say a good edit to my wife and my children. And, oh, wow, he will help. That's an opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, millions of dollars. He's telling you, I did it right. I didn't get upset and make things more complicated than they were before. And like that with every mitzvah we have, we have a third of freedom. Ah. Amazing thing, when we see other people having problems with these guys, we say, what's wrong with these guys? But then we only realize they're looking at us, and what's wrong with you? Everyone looks at the other guys and says, you just had it. Yeah. And that's what it is. Everyone has the things that we have a hard time with. But even those things that we do have a hard time with, those are the things that are given to us by those people for us to gain tremendous and tremendous. Recognize the situation is not something just negative. It's something positive about it. Sometimes there are trying situations. It never happens. Sometimes the person has a complicated marriage. It could come about. It's not that it's both for his layman, should get that, and it's possible. But that's in respect to the future. Respect to the etzem thing, which once again, we're not in South Court. We don't want medical, but it comes. Post facto. It's there. Then we have to realize this is not the truth. I'm just speaking to somebody. He was telling me about his experiences. He said he went through very trying things. One of them was a medical issue. He said, the bottom line is, after every sin, he gained tremendous. It was something for his benefit. But he was able to recognize and focus on it. And even the hard times, and the times that seem to be frustrating, they are frustrating, to find an angle again. That's the last words of the Shulchan Aruch. No, Chaim is toiv leiv mishtetom. The person has a good heart, mishtetom. He's always in a state of happiness. What does it mean? A good heart means a heart which is focused on what the reality of the world is. That's it. We all have different levels. A real, pure, good heart. There's a Jew called Nachal Nish, from Yishai Kerelis. He was one of those. Leiv Tov. He talked about it. You can see in his life, he's a Leiv Tov. He was always good. He had poverty. He didn't have children. His wife had different things, different issues also. He had serious health issues. He was always in a state of symptoms. A nephew of his told me, why are all the pictures look so serious? I mean, he was a serious person. That kid was serious with symptoms, but most of the pictures were taken when he was a Sunday, so it was a mamash and never a priest. He said, like, a regular thing, this person is still mad, he's still in the neighborhood. A 10-year-old, he's looking back. He's always in a good mood, always with a smile. And sometimes he's concentrating what he's learned, but then we'll have there. That's what he's feeling, the feeling of time. This Aliyah Hashem. Hayyid and Nisyanis. He recognized that these Nisyanis have brought him back to the total perspective. So there's two reasons, like we're saying, to go through every situation in life, sometimes is trying and do the sinful. Number one is recognize that this is a mitzvah. How to relate to properly. Have a friend with mitzvahs that are obvious. Getting up in the morning to daven, going with kabbis in the toya, others with different mitzvahs we have during the day. But these two things, the Abbas Hashem that comes, stems from his recognition. Samaya for Kelki, they'll get them together with the recognition. These things are all for his tremendous benefit that gives him the ability to have simcha. By every mitzvah, and even by the ones that are more trying and more complicated. Avazu Deyohi. This love is Deyoh. The person is paying attention and has a knowledge pool that we mentioned, has a knowledge of the nature of the world, knowledge of the nature of the mitzvah, knowledge of the nature of the mitzvah, and process psychological proposal, all for our benefit, deepens the Ava. The Vadai, she's a mitzvah, therefore the mother. He says, if you do a mitzvah just because that's where you're brought up, part of your daily schedule, then you're not going to have any flavor, any enjoyment of the mitzvah, part of the schedule. It's not something you're doing for anybody, not for yourself, not for Kodesh Baruch Hu, just nobody, when he's breathing, he doesn't get excited about breathing, even though he should get excited about it. They're paying attention to it, okay, it's part of what the body does, digesting food. It happens. If it feels like digesting food, then it's dry. The Arizo told his Talmidim that he was zeicher to all his deeds. So his neiros, adesh esameh, ma'oi, b'chol chelek, b'chol mitzvah shekiyim. Okay, great. So, just be like the Arizo. Yeah. He wants to give us more tips how to get to simcha. So we said general things, the Guzari. He's saying, b'chol echol mitor yishtam beizim. Every Jewish person has a certain mitzvah that are easier for him, enjoys them. One person has the Gemara, another Zvila, person Shabbos, some Chesed. It's always something that is like a natural click. He says, even when he does that mitzvah, he shouldn't just fall into the mitzvah. Enjoy learning a Daf Gemara, a line of Gemara, word of Gemara, whatever it is. Shouldn't just do it. He's Boyden, Alko Mitzvah, Zu, Siva, Kudushbo, Be'atzma, Be'ito, Be'ito, Yonah, Miskashma, Yod. He pays attention before he starts. I'm about to do something now, which was given to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to connect to the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and have a part in that greatness, part in that oynei v'shleimus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. As an ish wrote, a person who puts on tzitzis, kedin, yagish v'zeh simcha mufrozo, zocha, iskashen, look at Chazon Ish, very exciting event. Put on the tzitzis and I'm connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he's saying, this is a voile, v'oynei simcha v'mitzvah. How you think we're reading so today? Yeah, this is the Chazon Ish, very litvish. Yeah, the truth is the Chazon Ish called it also Chassidus. It's the waning Chassidus. Yeah. Chassidus means just a person who's doing things. Maybe Shu says it doesn't suffice for what you have to do. He wants to do it. He's excited about it. The other simple mitzvah. Yeah. So he's saying the tzitzah, the simple mitzvah is kashrus, the other the boy right there. When he's doing the mitzvah, he can actually feel connected to Hashem. So consciously think about that. I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm now connecting to Hashem. It gives it a much more pleasurable experience. Doing this act of Shabbat will bring me to greater heights of myself, potential. You make a broker. It's an exciting thing. To say that when Sadiqim Yerushalayim, he was standing on a street corner and all of a sudden they saw something exciting. Wow. You didn't know what was happening. So I asked him, what's happening? He says, when you cross the streets, there's a mitzvah and Yishmatan Nafshe Seyfim. You get run over by a car. And that's a kind of great mitzvah. I'm getting excited. He did that before he went. He stood in the middle of the street and he's not doing about the mitzvah. But the bottom line is that everything in life is like that. You know, you have Sadiqim, somebody gets them upset, suddenly they start dancing around. Oh, I have this great opportunity. Yeah. But it's like he said, the only way to get to simcha in anything in life is by putting effort into paying attention to what I'm doing. Because if you're just doing it, it just happens before you know it's over. Just stop for a second before that. Before Shmon Esri, think for a second. Be godly Israel. Go ahead and bonus. Kim Kroy Melos. We're the only nation that Kosh Bo was really interested in hearing us daven to him 3 times a day. I have opportunity to daven to Hashem. So he said, why should I be so excited? I mean, I know that within another second I'm floating around. But if we're more excited at the beginning, then little by little, maybe 3 seconds, or 4 seconds, or 5 seconds, little by little, we'll be able to have a bigger telek in the field. Sometimes it goes better, maybe Hashem and then, sometimes it goes worse. So I'm saying, but at least we make something out of it, something that had no effect on us. So we just daven it up. 2-3 times a day, and then the next day, the next thing, really didn't affect you at all. You're the same person you were. If you stopped for a second beforehand, you thought, this tremendous privilege and schus I have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it didn't go so well, that second itself made a change. You brought yourself back to your reality. The fact that you're living in the virtual world overpowered you very quickly. Say, that has to be worked on. At least, even if a few seconds here, a few seconds there, bring myself back to the reality of life and the closeness between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is so valuable. He says another Kiddush now is, don't think, and we say, let's say, that I naturally have a connection to Torah, to Tefillah, so automatically it should be easier for me to arouse him. I think you mean something else. He's saying, Adrav, it is correct to say that. If somebody has a natural connection to, let's say, Torah, Tefillah, whatever it is, something naturally can be more simple. Tefillah says, close to that, the Torah is Hashem B'Simcha. Another part he says, Tefillah is Hashem B'Yira. You be happy. The greatest of Hashem. And the sin for that I'm able to be oivid is great.
Yeah. So anyway, he's saying this is a necessity to rouse the simcha in our mitzvahs. So we gave an example, which is basically similar to the example that he gave to before Shemoneh Esrei, or feel just to stop for a second and feel that exalted feeling, the feeling of happiness. I was able to be one of those individuals that Hashem wants to hear my tefillahs. And it's something that we can start being marginal ourselves in different mitzvahs that we do. Pay attention, this is a mitzvah now. And I'm very full of simcha and excited that I have the opportunity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connect to him through this mitzvah. Number one, to do something that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy after all that which he does for me. And number two, excited about the fact that there's a tremendous gift that he gave him. Yeah, and it's a good time for Shemoneh Esrei to have this machshava of excitement. How fortunate I am that I'm able to stop and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I suppose Baruch Hu is interested in hearing my tefillah. If for whatever reason it is, we forgot about what we said tonight, so in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, take a stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, Hashem. If you catch yourself before Slachlono, stay there in the first part. If you're ready to pass Slachlono, every part of the Shemoneh Esrei wants to inject a feeling of simcha, good that we have to be able to speak back on this book for the benefit of ourselves and for strengthening a deep relationship of Abba between me and us.